From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. After 4 months held hostage in Iraq and the death of one of their colleagues, three members of a Chicago-based Christian peace group are free. U.S.-led forces conducted a raid today to release a 74-year-old Briton and two Canadians. The body of their fellow hostage, 54-year-old American Tom Fox, was found 2 weeks ago on a Baghdad street. NPR's Anne Garrels has more.
British officials say weeks of intelligence work paid off. The senior U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad, Major General Rick Lynch, described the successful dawn raid on a house in West Baghdad where no shots were fired.
Inside the house, we found the three hostages in good condition. There were no kidnappers there at the time. The three hostages were by themselves.
General Lynch said the key to success was the detention last night of two Iraqis.
These two detainees provided actionable intelligence about the location of the Christian Peacemaker Team hostages.
Lynch says only 3 hours elapsed from the time coalition commanders got the information to the time the hostages were released.
5 o'clock in the morning on or about, we got the actionable intelligence. We did some preliminary surveillance, we did some preliminary missions, and then we conducted the hostage rescue at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Lynch pointedly defended the detentions of Iraqis, which have been widely questioned, and which the Christian peacemakers were in Iraq to deplore.
We talk all the time about our detention operations and an effect of the detention operations be able to gather actionable intelligence. In this particular case, of those two detainees, one knew where the hostages were and provided that information.
In Toronto, Doug Pritchard, a spokesman for the hostages, rejoiced at their release, but he pointedly did not thank the U.S.-led forces. Instead, he blamed them for creating the conditions that led to the abductions.
We pray that Christians throughout the world will, in the same spirit, call for justice and for respect for the human rights of the thousands of Iraqis who are being held illegally by U.S. and British forces occupying Iraq.
The mission of the Christian activists elicits mixed responses from Iraqis. Some applaud their support for Iraqi prisoners. Some say they're naive. Some say that while well-meaning, their one-sided attacks on the U.S.-led coalition play into the hands of the insurgency. 25-year-old Iraqi Christian Mariam Sarkis believes foreign Christian interference at this point endangers the tiny Christian community whose position in Iraq is increasingly tenuous.
Frankly, they were stupid to be here in a country which is not stable and not secure. And day after day, sectarian tensions are getting worse. Their high-profile presence here can hurt Christians living in Iraq. They are not helping us.
More than 200 foreigners have been abducted since the U.S. invaded 3 years ago. At least 55 have been killed by their captors, and at least 5 foreigners are currently being held hostage, including American journalist Jill Carroll. British and U.S. officials were reluctant to give details on today's release, saying they didn't wish to jeopardize ongoing operations, presumably efforts to free those still being held. Thousands of Iraqis have also been kidnapped, once for ransom. More and more are disappearing because of sectarian violence. And at least 56 Iraqis died today, with one car bomb killing 25 people in the third major attack on a police jail in 3 days. General Rick Lynch acknowledged a spike in ethnic sectarian incidents, saying civilian casualties increased 75% last week. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.